USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. American governors have calibrated their approach to Omicron as an exhausted public reckons with a pandemic that is nearing its two-year mark. The White House said during his call on Monday, Biden would discuss his administration's response to the Omicron variant and hear from the governors on the needs in their states. As he left the White House, Biden told reporters he received a positive reception from the governors.
They thank me for the cooperation they're getting. They said they've gotten all that they need. They just want to know what we think is going to happen from here.
Sarah Weddington, an attorney in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, has died, according to statements from friend and former student Susan Hayes and U.S. Representative Lloyd Doggett. She was 76. Weddington attended McMurry University before graduating from the University of Texas School of Law in 1967. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.